That was mad extra, but my name is Kaya and welcome back to my podcast. Before I get started, I've been gone for a while, okay? I've been gone. And we're gonna get into that into this episode later on into this episode. But before I start, I also wanna say follow me on Instagram at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXX. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXXX. And without further ado, let's just get up into this episode, okay? Let's get it. So, where do I start? Okay, so I've been gone. I've barely been on social media. If I am on social media, it's very, like, sporadic. It's probably for, like, a couple hours each day. When I say a couple, I literally mean probably, like, 4 hours out of my 24. So, I'll be on air, post something, and then just get off. Or, like, my friends will hit me up in a DM, send me shit like that, and I'll just get off. Like, I'm not really in tuned with it anymore. Like, I don't really care for social media like that anymore. I don't know. I'm just not there. I'm just not there. But we'll get a little bit into that as well, later on into this episode. And another thing is why I've been going, because I just haven't been. Stella lost her groove, okay? Let's be 100%. Stella need her groove back, okay? Stella needs to come, all right? And not that kind of come, okay? Stella needs to, like, come into her presence, okay? Stella needs to get her shit together. So, basically, long story short, I just need to get my shit together. Remember the episode when I was telling y'all how when you're not together, well, I was talking about more so like financially or something like that, but I guess I was talking spiritually as well. But like, I feel like I need to get my shit together. Like something is making me feel away and I don't like it. It's something. I don't know if maybe I need to hit the gym. Not even maybe. Okay? I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I have gained you might have ate a little too much of the french fries. Okay? I'm giving, sis, you ate one too many french fries. I'm giving that. I'm not even about to lie to y'all or nothing. That's what I'm giving. But with that being said, I know. You feel me? Like, I know. So I do need to, you know, run a few miles. Okay. One just won't do the job. Let's say 3, maybe 4. Okay. I need to run 4 miles every day. 4 miles every day, and I'll be where I want to be. But my schedule, and it sounds like an excuse, because I'm sitting on my ass right now talking to y'all, but I'm talking to y'all, so maybe this might motivate me to get off my ass and go right after this. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to the gym after I get done doing this podcast. But anyway, so that's one thing, okay? I've been eating too many french fries, okay? I need to run 4 miles. But that's not making me insecure, though. Like, I'm very secure, but I'm just set back a little bit, okay? I'm set back just a little bit. I'm going to be 100% with y'all. I'm not an insecure person at all. I'm very secure with myself. I know myself. I've grown to understand myself. You know, I've looked myself in the mirror. I've told myself I'm beautiful. I am beautiful. Okay. People love me. I love myself. And that's all that matters. So, So not to get that misconstrued as far as me, being insecure, but will my security level be heightened from me actually putting in the work and the effort into changing what I want to change? Hell the fuck yeah. Who the fuck wouldn't? Whose confidence wouldn't heighten? I don't know. Y'all, shit. But whose confidence wouldn't heighten you know, once they start to work on things that they want to change about themselves. Like, come on, let's be real. So, yeah, I feel like I'm screaming at y'all. So, let me just tone it down and, like, talk to y'all. But I have a very loud voice, okay? My voice can echo. I was a cheerleader for years. So, I just have that, you know, I can just talk and you can hear me from across the room. But that's only if I want to. But anyway, so, yeah. So, it's just, like, a lot. Mentally, oh, y'all. I forgot to tell y'all my mental space before I started this. My mental space today is good. I don't really, I feel like I always say it's good. Like, I be feeling like it's not good. You know, like, I be feeling like you're just saying it's good just to make it sound good. But no, seriously, like, today I was actually very motivated to get up and just to get my day started. I went to work. I wasn't late. I'm usually late. I wasn't late. So that's a good thing. And yeah, I was just having a conversation with my friends, and that's literally just today. Today I'm in a good mood. I'm in a better mood. I feel like I'm in a good mood because I'm talking out what I want to talk out, because today's mood has not been my mood, okay? I don't want to say depressed, because I feel like depressed is a very easy word to get thrown out there and get misconstrued, you know? Because when you hear somebody say depressed, you automatically think they're in this dark, fucked up space. Like, they want to commit suicide. They hate life. They want to crawl into a ball. But there's levels to this depression. Like, I've seen depressed firsthand, you feel me? Like, someone close to me actually want to take their own life because depression can kick your ass, you know what I'm saying? So I don't like to throw that term out there very loosely, so I prefer not to say depressed. But if you feel as though depressed is what, you know, but I might be feeling, or what you might be feeling, I'm not, who am I to tell you it's not, you know what I'm saying? But to just start things off, I don't want to say that I'm depressed, because that's not what I feel. I don't feel depressed. I've been depressed. And this isn't, this might be a little form of it, but I don't want to sit out here and just say depressed. So I'm just going to say that my mood has been shot. So that's what I'm going to say. My mood has been shot. I just haven't been feeling good. Like, I just haven't been feeling good. I don't want to speak too soon on certain things, but I'm in a process of doing, you know, some changes, and I'm very, like I said before, like my other podcast, like, a change is coming when you feel uncomfortable, but this feeling isn't more so uncomfortable. I just really feel something within me that's not, I'm not Kaya, you know. I'm not Kaya from a month ago. I'm not Kaya from 4 months ago, you know what I'm saying? I'm not Kaya from yesterday, because yesterday my mood wasn't happy, and today I'm happy. So I'm not Kaya from yesterday. I want to also say that when it comes to getting up every day and, like, actually wanting to put effort into getting your day started, sometimes it can be hard, you know. Sometimes you don't want to get out the bed. Sometimes you don't want to interact with the world, and you just want to just have your moment, you know. I feel like I've been, I haven't had time to have my moment, you know. I haven't had time to just isolate myself and just take care of me and my mental, whatever that may be. If I just want to lay up in my bed and just think about life and think about my next step, I want to be able to do that. Not saying that I can't, but I just felt as though I shouldn't. You know, I don't know. I don't, it's kind of hard for me to explain it or put it into words, but I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say. But basically, like, I feel like, sorry, I want to make sure it's still recording. Okay, but anyway, so I feel like, you know, I just want to take, I need to take time for myself, and I haven't been taking time for myself with these past, like, I want to say, like, few months. It's just like I've always been there, you know. Like, I've been there for people. I've been there, you know. Like, if somebody needs me, I'm there. If this happens, I'm there. This, I'm there. Like, I'm there. A bitch is always present, okay? Like, a motherfucker can't never say I'm not present you know, when something happens. So I feel like some, I don't need to be present. You know, my presence isn't always needed. Ooh, I like that. I think I like that a lot. I think I like that a lot. Like, my presence isn't always needed. And I don't have to run to people's rescue. I don't have to, you know, always be there for people. Because sometimes you're not what they need. They need to figure things out without you. You know? Like, honestly. So, I feel like I've been there for people. And I need time for myself. I haven't had me time. I need to figure some things out. I feel like I'm also like have too much pressure on myself with a lot of things. And I don't really want to get too deep into it. But I feel like a lot of pressure is on myself. To just, yeah, like I feel like a lot of pressure is on myself. But what else? So, yeah, so that's that. I don't even know what the hell. Listen, my brain has not been working. Like, my memory is fucked up. I don't know why. I didn't get hit in the head. I didn't get into a fight or nothing. I didn't fall or anything like that. Like, my brain is just not what it used to be. What was I talking about? Oh, coming to people's, like, side when they need you. So yeah, like I just feel like I'm just giving too the fuck much. Like I don't want to, like, honestly, like literally no. Like that's the I feel like that's the answer that needs to be said to people. No, like not even an explanation. Like, you know how like you kind of lighten the load when you say like no to somebody? Like you'll give them an explanation, like no, because like no, like ask me to do something. No, like no, like can you? No. Can I? No. Like, no. The answer is no. I can't. I literally can't, y'all. Like, I can't do anything. I can't. I cannot do anything for anybody because I've learned, like, when you do things for other people, right, and you would expect them to do the same for you and it doesn't fall through, now you feeling away, but you don't want to feel away because maybe in your mind, like, it's just like, oh, you just told me no. You didn't come through for me this time, right? But you'll think like, oh, but you did this before. Like, so I can't really trip. But it's just like, no, sometimes like that one time that they don't fall through or they don't come through with something, you don't never want to ask them for something again. Or you don't ever want to put yourself in a situation to be let down. And that's something that also is like is bothering me. Like, I feel like a lot of people have been letting me down. And it's just like, I be trying to think like, what is the situation? But it's just like, little shit, you know, it's little shit to people that don't get it, because if the roles were reversed, I would have did that shit in a heartbeat, you know. I would have been that person right there by my, you know. But you know, it's whatever, it's cool, you know, it's life. You gotta think, like, people, like the saying goes, people aren't built like you, people don't have the same heart as you, blah 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 blah, like that basic shit everybody be saying nowadays. But it's true, you know. Like, until you're in certain situations, you don't realize people don't really have you like they say they got you. Or people don't have you like they like you got them. So, not saying that you got to start moving aki, but, like, you got to just hold, you got to remember that. So, when a motherfucker don't fall through or something doesn't go your way, the way that you would have, you know, handled it if roles were reversed, you can't be mad at them. You can't be mad at the situation when it don't play out the way that you know, that you would have handled it, to be honest. So, like, it's fucked up, but it is what it is, you know, like, fuck it, life goes on. So, yeah, so you just gotta remember, like, not everybody gonna have you like you got you. And that's another thing that's been bothering me. I just feel like I've been just giving too much and a motherfucker can't give me shit. A motherfucker can't give me shit, not a damn thing. You know, I asked you for this, a little bit of that. You know, you do it. All right, thank you. But it ain't on the, I don't want this to sound selfish, but it's not on, it's not in a good, it's not a priority when I ask people to do stuff, which is okay. You know, I'm not saying that everything has to be my, on my time. If I tell you to do something, go do that shit right now. No, I don't expect that. You know what I'm saying? People have lives. People don't, you don't, not every, I don't, sometimes I don't, not even sometimes, I don't do certain, no, if you ask me to do something for you, best believe it's going to get done. It's going to get done in a nice, timely fashion. If that make, like, I'm going to do what I got to do, but I'm not putting you before what I got to do. And sometimes I might fuck up and do what I, and jump to some shit, you feel me? And do what I, and do what you asked me to do. You know, just to make sure ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got this. Like, you feel me? Like, you asked me to do something, I'm going to do it. Like, you know, I'm a, if I'm not, you know, I'm going to do it, period. Like, ain't no explanation to it. Just know it's going to get done. You know what I'm saying? But when I ask some shit, bitch, it's a hesitation with it. It's a this, it's a that, and it's okay. You feel me? I get it. I understand. And now I can maneuver, you know, what the fuck? What the fuck was that? I thought I seen some shit. I didn't like that. But, y'all hear me? What the fuck was that? But, nah. So, yeah, like, it's, things weren't gonna get done when you want them to get done, but that's okay. You gotta understand that. You gotta act accordingly. And when I say act accordingly, I'm not saying switch up. You feel me? Not, don't change how you maneuver because a motherfucker not doing you how you want them to do you, but also take into consideration that, you know, maybe you just, when shit, when they ask you to do something, you can't be on go mode all the time. Sometimes you gotta just act like a turtle. You gotta do it slowly. You gotta really take your time with that shit. You gotta really take the time with that shit, but it's whatever though. Yeah, so that's one thing that I want to get off my chest. And this isn't, it's not towards me. It's literally just an accumulation of shit that's been, you know, this, it's not one situation. It's accumulation of shit that's been, you know, brought to my attention by certain shit. So I don't really give a fuck too much, but I mean, obviously I give a fuck because I'm telling y'all. But I mean, I'm just telling y'all because maybe y'all can relate, and I just want to, you know, pinpoint some thoughts that I've had to talk to myself about, and hopefully y'all can understand and y'all can learn from it, or y'all maybe I'm saying some shit that you might be feeling and just don't know how to say it or don't know how to mentally connect that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know it's something wrong, or maybe you know something's not right, but you don't know exactly what it is, and maybe I'm pinpointing certain shit that I'm going through that y'all might be going through, so you're welcome. Nah, but for real though, like, so yeah, so you can't hold people to a high pedestal like you feel as though they, you know, you can't hold people to high pedestals, because sometimes when they drop the ball, that shit gonna stay forever. Like, you're not gonna forget them dropping the ball on you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. that's another point. Yeah, I'm just going all. If this shit end up being 45 minutes, just know I got some shit. Because I ain't been, I literally have not been talking to anybody. Like, I haven't been talking to anybody about shit. Like, I tried to. Nope, nothing. Like, me, if I tell you some shit, right, if I'm trying to talk to you about something and you seem uninterested, I swear to God, I'm going to stop talking. Like, I'm just going to stop talking, change the subject, and we're going to keep it pushing. Like I didn't just try to open up real quick. You feel me? Like, it's certain shit, like, when I want to talk about, and it's real, it's rare that I want to talk about, like, some shit that's actually really going on. You feel me? Like, I might talk about small shit, but, like, if I actually really do want to open up, it's because I need to. You feel me? It's because I actually need to get this shit off my chest. So, if you're not there for me when I need you, my nigga, there's nothing for us to, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's alright. I'ma push forward, you know? So, like, if I'm coming to you on some shit, like, I need to get this off my chest, and it's not, it don't seem interesting enough for you, I'm not gonna talk about it. Like, I'ma just keep that shit, I'ma keep it to myself and keep it pushing. But, yeah, so that's another thing. Like, I keep saying that, and that's another thing, but I told y'all, y'all are gonna get all this tea, okay? All of this shit that's built up in me, y'all gonna get it. I don't give a fuck, period. Period. But yeah, so what else, so I was basically saying, like, if I try to open up to you and you don't, you know, I don't feel as though it's being received in a way, like, it's interesting enough. Like, I'm just not going to talk about it. Like, and that's just what it is. You feel me? Like, but Yeah, so. And you gotta allow your friends to go through shit, right? Like, say, like, if... Like, I'm telling y'all all this shit, right? Like, but none of my friends would ever, like, would have ever known, you know, this shit about me. Or, like, this, like, you know, like, sometimes you just need an ear. Or sometimes you just need to talk. Like, you don't even want the feedback. I don't even be giving a fuck about the feedback, you know? Like, it's just, like, I just, let me just get this shit off my chest. But, like, so I'm, like I said, like, so, I feel like, all right, my brain just went completely dead. But, so, like, y'all hear me talking all this shit or whatever, like, venting to y'all and stuff like that. And my friends would have never known. And they hit you with the, why you ain't tell me? Why you ain't, you know, why you ain't talk to me? Why you ain't da-da-da-da? It's either, for me, it's two reasons. Because I felt as though I didn't want to, or I felt as though I couldn't. And when I felt as though I couldn't, most likely than not, I tried. You know, like, most likely I've tried to express my feelings to you, or I've tried to have a conversation, and it either turned around on you, like, some shit that, you know, that you're going through, or it just didn't, it wasn't interesting enough for the conversation to keep going, you know, so it got shifted elsewhere, or some shit like that, so, like, you know, so, yeah, so you gotta allow your friends sometimes to go through their shit, and not feel as though, like, you're not a good friend because you didn't tell me. Like, I seen somebody, I don't even know who it was, but basically I seen somebody just post some shit saying, like, you can't be a selfish friend. Like, you know, like, if your friend going through some shit and they ain't never tell you about it, or this and that, you feel me? Like, don't assume that you're less of a friend to them, or don't assume that they're less of a friend to you, I'm sorry, because they didn't tell you what's going on with them, because sometimes they just gotta fight that shit out within themselves. So, like, don't be that friend, like, all right, bet, you ain't tell me this, I ain't telling you this. Like, that shit is weird. Like, don't be that person, you feel me? Like, don't be that person to feel like somebody's less of a friend to you because they wanted to deal with that shit on their own. And I'm not even gonna hold you, like, I feel like everybody has been there because you want to be that person for your friend, you want to be their outlet, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, no, you cannot be their outlet. If they don't want to talk to you, they're not, I mean, if they don't want to open up to you or share, be vulnerable, you know, with sharing what they want to, what they're going through, don't be that person. Because if they come to you on that shit, right, and they haven't talked to you about something, and you hit them with the, why the fuck you ain't tell me? Or, what? Like, how? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, they're not going to come to you because that's not what they need. They don't need you to tell them how bad of a fucking friend they are because they didn't tell you some shit. No, just listen to them. You know what I'm saying? I've been that for people. I'm not going to hold you. Like, I'm not perfect. I've definitely been that person. I know you've probably been that person. Like, relax. Like, and I'm being very transparent right now. So, like, if, you know, if your friend comes to you on some shit, just listen to them. Like, not all the time of fucking feedback is necessary. You know, just listen to them. If they want their feedback, I'm pretty sure if they're your friend, then you about to hear, so what the fuck you think? Or, like, you know, however you and your friends talk, like, you know, like, oh, so what you think about that? Like, how you think? Like, you know, if your friends want feedback on it, they're going to ask for it. Like, trust me. Like, they're going to ask for it. But sometimes it's just like, dang, like, why I gotta be fake because I'm going through some shit? Or why I gotta be, you know what I'm saying? Why I gotta be less of a friend because I felt as though that I needed to keep that to myself, you know, before I told you, because maybe I'm not processing it right, you know? Or maybe I just need to sit on it and really think about the shit. Or maybe I just need to, you know, just relax and sit back and examine my thought, or examine the whatever the fuck just happened, or examine, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes not everything need to be shared right away, you know what I'm saying? So, because that shit can ruin, like, not ruin it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it could, sometimes you just need to just step back and just really take a, you know, take a chill pill when it comes to your friends. Don't be so hard on them when they don't tell you some shit. Excuse me. Don't be so hard when something happened, or don't be so hard on them when they going through their shit and they haven't come to you yet, or they don't come to you. You know, don't make it such a big deal. I'm talking to myself when I say this too, because sometimes I'll be feeling like, damn, why the hell? Why you going through this? Why you ain't telling me? Like, why you ain't talk to me? Why you felt like you had to be, you know, why you felt like you couldn't just come to me? You know, but it's, I be having to think, like, I'm telling y'all, like, me talking to y'all right now is me talking to myself. Like, I'm actually, like, it's kind of like I'm looking in the mirror, like, I'm talking to myself about this. So, like, when my friends don't be coming to me about certain shit, I be thinking, like, why you ain't come to me? Like, you could have came to me, you could have talked to me, but in reality, not thinking, like, they didn't need to come to you. You know, if they wanted to come to you, they would have came to you. If they didn't, you know, if they didn't want to, they didn't want to. They're their own person. They don't have to come to you about certain shit, you know? So, now, if it's some big shit, like, some shit that, like, some congratulations type shit. Like, some... I'm about to fuck this up. Congratulatory. I don't even think congratulatory. That's not even a fucking word. Did I just make that word up? Congratulatory. Yep. Nope. I don't like that. So, but it's some shit. Some big shit. Like, some good news. I want to definitely, like, be a part of that. Like, what the fuck? Like, no, you did not just tell me... No, you didn't just tell... You feel me? X, Y, and Z, some good news without telling me. Like, that's some shit. I'm a fake get offended about that. Like, what? Like, I want to celebrate with you type shit. But, yeah, so just be a little bit, you know, understanding when it comes to your friends and their feelings and, you know, shit like that. And so just be understanding, like, every... You know, you don't have to tell everything to your friends. You don't have to express everything to your friends, because sometimes, like, they're not there with you mentally, you know? They don't know what you're feeling. You don't know what they're feeling all the time. Like, that's your friend, but that's not your... You're not on their ass 24/7. They're not on your ass 24/7, so... But, yeah. Whew. Yo, I'm going in on myself right now. I'm not, like, chewing myself. I'm not, like, you know, roasting myself or nothing like that, or coming at myself. I'm just saying, like, I'm just literally just thinking about, like, shit that's been, like, on my mind or on my heart that I just gotta express. So, yeah. Let me see what else. My God. I wonder if y'all liking this so far. If y'all liking it so far, DM me right now and say, bitch, I'm liking this shit. Like, just say that. Just say, bitch, I'm liking this shit. Because I really want to know. I feel like I'm just rambling and I'm just talking and talking. I don't even know if I'm making sense. But, like I said, if you fucking with this right now, DM me. You can DM me on Twitter or Instagram. My Instagram is Kaya Bricks. I spelled it in the beginning. My Twitter is Kaya Bricks. I also spelled that in the beginning. But just DM me and be like, bitch, I like this shit. Girl, I like this shit. or even if you a nigga, be like, all right, sis, I like this shit. You talking your shit. That's what y'all dad be talking like that. You talking your shit. I be feeling it. I be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kaya is talking her shit. Oh, and y'all, oh my gosh, tune into my nigga Jaden calling boys. His fucking, what's it called? The Talk? Is it called The Talk? I think it's called The Talk. I'm not really good with titles. I'm not really good with, like, the whole title thing. But it's on YouTube. Bomb as fuck. Oh, my gosh, y'all. I be watch. Like, I don't even have to watch that shit. Like, I dead ass just can listen to it. Like, I love it so much. So, y'all, please go tune into that. Because that shit is what it... That shit's the shit, man. I tell you. I sound old as hell saying, I tell you, boy, that shit's shit. But nah. Hey, yo. But, yeah, y'all know for real. All right, old jokes aside. No, honestly, y'all, go on YouTube right now and type in, I think it's Jaden Entertainment or some shit like that. Or like, I'ma post it on Instagram and on my story, and y'all go fucking, yo, y'all go watch all that shit. I think he got like 3 episodes up right now, but them shits is fire. It might be 4, but if I'm wrong, Jaden, I want you to know that shit is fire, okay? Like, I fucking love it. Like, I really be living. So yeah, that's just a little quick interlude, little commercial break or whatever. Nah, but seriously, that shit is really fire, and it really is. It's giving some nice key points, and I like how people can articulate themselves well. I feel like sometimes I don't be articulating myself well. Maybe I do, but I feel like maybe I don't also. But I also feel like see, that's not good articulation. So So I be feeling like I'm not articulating myself well, but. Yeah, so anyway, so he articulates himself well, so it's very easy to get his point across, and I just fucking love it. I love everything about it. So, I don't know. But anyway, so, what else do I want to talk about? Oh my gosh, y'all, this is another point. This isn't me telling y'all some shit. This isn't me, like, thinking about some other shit, but, oh my god, I feel like, in 2.5 seconds, forgot my worth. Like, literally, like, I had to fucking snap out of that shit. I'm like, whoa, baby, you're bugging. hold on, you're bugging. Like, I had to really have, like, a moment, like, come to Jesus meeting with myself, like, hold on. You're bugging, sis. Like, don't ever get out of your element. Don't ever lose yourself. Don't ever put yourself in a position to feel away. Don't ever maneuver the way that you usually wouldn't because of X, Y, and Z. Like, don't ever put yourself in a situation to feel away about nobody, for nobody. Like, never. Like, really, honestly, like, I'm so glad I had that talk to myself, because I almost fell short to that shit. So, ladies, gentlemen, also, know your worth, you know what I'm saying? Know your worth, and not just when it comes to niggas, because I know that's obviously, like, the number one thing that people apply with knowing your worth, but it also can know your worth when it comes to jobs, selling yourself short, just knowing what you're capable of and actually applying it, and don't sell yourself short. Know what the fuck you want, you know, go after what the fuck you want. Don't sell yourself short for nobody. I don't give a fuck who it is. Not your mom, not your boss, not your uncle, not your grandma. Apply that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to myself because, like I said, I almost fell short and not knowing my worth. And that shit is not a good feeling. That shit is not a good feeling. I had to really think to myself, like, what the fuck? The fuck, bitch? No. No way. No way, mate. You ain't doing that shit. Shit. But, yeah, so, how long I've been talking? I feel like I've been talking to y'all for a minute. But y'all deserve it, okay? Like, y'all fucking deserve it. Because I've really been off my shit, y'all. Y'all don't have no idea. Like, I don't think anybody... I think maybe my friend, Taisha, my best friend. Let me motherfucking shout my bitch out right quick. That's some ghetto-ass shit. But, nah. Maybe she know just a little something. She probably don't even know half the shit I'm telling y'all right now, but that's my bitch. So, y'all, I don't even talk like that. I don't even like saying that word. That's my bitch. No, I don't like that. That's my ace. My ace, boom, cool, quick. You can get it too. Snap your fingers in the air. Say got like rose too. And you can lean with it. And you can rock with it. And you can sit to the other side. You can rock with it. I get it. If you know that song, you lit. But I just think that my white girl voice is my white, y'all heard my white girl voice, that's my corporate voice, that's how I be sounding at work. Sometimes I'm giving a fuck, all right? Sometimes I'm like, bitch, you gonna get this little ghetto, okay? You gonna think my name's Shaquita for a second, all right? Shout out to the name Shaquita. I'm bugging out. Nah, I'm not being, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to disrespect. I'm just saying. But So I almost lost myself. Yo, I almost dead ass like forgot who the fuck I was. I almost forgot that you don't need nobody for nothing. I almost fucking fell short of that shit. Hey, if I fall short later on in life, I'm not even gonna put that shit into the energy. Let me shut the fuck up right now. But yeah, I'm human. That's all I know is I'm fucking human. We make mistakes and we learn from them. You know, like I said, I'm learning from one of my mistakes right now. Almost not knowing my worth, not knowing what the fuck I'm capable of, not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that you don't fucking need nobody. I sound angry, right? I'm not angry, I promise. I sound angry. But nah, just falling short just a little bit. But I found myself, and it's crazy because I've really been praying for these past few, like, ever since. I mean, I pray every day. Every morning I pray, you know. If I don't pray every morning, best believe I'm praying sometime throughout the day because I didn't pray in the morning. So, you know, I always make sure I talk to God. I always make sure I have a conversation with God. And, you know, just be thankful for the things. I always tell y'all to be, when you talk to God, be thankful. Tell him what you're thankful for, you know. So I always talk to him. Always tell him what I'm thankful for. Always, you know, ask for, did y'all hear that fucking stutter? Always ask for specific things. You know what I'm saying? So, but most importantly, just want to thank him for just allowing me to just see a day, see a whole nother day. So I've been talking to God and I've really been asking him, like, can you please remove, you know, anyone who just genuinely doesn't have my best interest at heart? I always ask for that. Like, always, always ask for that because you never know who's around you who envies you or who genuinely does not want to see you do good. You know, and I always talk about this. Make sure who you around. Make sure you around because people don't always have your best interest. People don't always, you know, always come with good intentions, blah, 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 blah. But that shit is real. You know, you never know who's around you that wants to use you. Or you never know who's around you that wants to just be around for their own self gain type shit. You know what I'm saying? Or just because they can benefit off some shit or some bullshit, you know? Some shit that really shouldn't be around anybody, to be honest. But I always pray for that. I always make sure that I'm always making sure that I ask God to just, you know, show me who's, you know, genuinely for me, you know, and who genuinely has my best interest at heart. And like me said, before I knew it, I start losing friends. I start losing friends, people who just genuinely just doesn't, and that's another thing that affected me, because I don't really take not loss in friendships, but more so, like, if I don't, like, me not talking to my friends, I don't really like that feeling. I don't think anybody does, but once you fall off, or once shit's not what it used to be, it definitely has effects on your emotions, depending on how close y'all were. I'm one of those people, I'm a Cancer, so I automatically get connected with people, and I have a problem with disconnecting from people. I sometimes see the good in people before I even see the bad, and it's sad because it takes me to not see people, like, I can go, you know, a while without talking to somebody because of the disconnect that we have, and then I'll start to see the bad, and I'll be like, oh, shit, like, you know, like, why the fuck you didn't keep that ahead of time? Or, you know, like, little shit, you know, little shit that people do that Cancers sometimes look past, and it's just like, you don't see that fucking red sign on the top of their head? Like, what? But, yeah, so back to my situation. Not even my situation, but just, like, just little shit, whatever. So, what I was saying. Oh, so basically I'm saying that, y'all forgot what the fuck I was saying, but yeah, so basically when you, you know, like I said, God, started removing some friends, or not even removing, but just slowly, gradually, like, fading them away, And I was having a hard time with that. Like, I'm, like, trying to hold on. Like, what the fuck? Like, where is this person going? Why the fuck have I not heard from this person in so long? Or why the fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why haven't I, like, communicated with them how I used to? And blah, 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 blah. Like, all this, you know, shit that you know, girls say. Or just fit friends say, like, what the fuck? Like, why you acting weird or whatever? But honestly, it could just be God removing them from your life, you know? Like, maybe their season with you is over. You know, like, maybe the fun that y'all had has come to an end. You know, nothing in this world lasts forever. So, including friendships. So, you gotta remember that when people are leaving or people aren't who they used to be to you, it's not because of you, it's because of them. It's because of y'all. Y'all unity just isn't a unit anymore. You know what I'm saying? Y'all friendship just isn't meant to be what you thought it should have been, or what you thought it should be, or what you thought how long it should have been. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that last part made sense, but like, maybe you know, maybe it's just time. It's just that time. It's just that time to just let go. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll come back around and y'all figure some shit out. But in the meantime, you can't, you know, you can't chase after a friendship. You can't chase after anybody, because ultimately people don't, they're not, you know, if they gave a fuck, y'all wouldn't be in the position that y'all in right now, right? Or maybe, you know, it's something is wrong. Basically, what I'm trying to say, like, something is wrong for, you know, for God to disconnect y'all. So, maybe you should be thanking God for disconnecting y'all, because you just don't know. So, that's another thing, going through an awkward phase. I am in the process of, I guess, cleansing my energy, cleansing my friendship circle. I can't talk, y'all. It's late. It's like 11 o'clock. And I'm saying it's late like an old head, because I had a long ass day at work today, and I would usually be knocked the fuck out because today was so long. But yeah, so basically, yeah, so like I was saying, like, God removes people from you, so you can't really take it personal. Just know it's a lesson from it, and you're going to grow from it. But yeah, so I hold on to friendships. So when friendships start to end, and I don't want it to yet, I get in my feels, you know. Sometimes out of control, sometimes, you know, it's just, it is what it is, to be honest. It is what it is. So, like, you just gotta take that shit and go on about your little life, because that's just what God is here to do. He's here to, you know, cleanse you. So if that means he got to cleanse the people from around you, that's just what it's got to be, right? But so, yeah, with the friendship thing, it was very awkward. And speaking of friendships, ain't it funny, right? Now, I really didn't have this problem, because a lot of people show mad love and mad support, and I'm just super thankful and grateful for it, because nobody has to. Nobody's obligated to do that. But ain't it funny how people don't post your shit? Like, friends. I'm not talking just regular, like, you know, people, y'all like each other picture, y'all like, y'all comment on each other. I'm talking friends, like, actual ass, like, close people closest to you that don't show you as much support as people that don't really know you, you know, in real life. And that shit is funny to me, but we're gonna switch topics, because that's literally all I had to say. And whoever felt it, whoever didn't. So yeah, show support to people that's your friends, you know. That shit's weird to me. But I said I was going to switch topics, because I am. Because I am. I digress. But, yeah, y'all. So, that's really just what's been going on with me. I feel like I got everything off my chest that I needed to. I'm not even going to hold y'all. I recorded a podcast similar to this. Basically touching on, like, I guess it was probably like two topics. It wasn't really in-depth how this one is. But I recorded this podcast like a month ago, No, not even a month ago. It was probably, that's too far. Probably, I want to say probably like two and a half weeks ago. I recorded this podcast, but I never posted it because I just was like, yeah, like, you know, but this one I'm definitely posting. I don't give a fuck about how I think later on, because I talked myself out of not posting the last one because I'm just like, no, too vulnerable. But honestly, I don't got shit to lose. I don't give a fuck. You know, I really don't give a fuck. It's not hurting my pockets. It ain't hurting my family. It ain't causing me harm to myself or those that are around me. I don't give a fuck. Honestly. But yeah, y'all. So if y'all been in a funk and y'all can relate to the shit that I'm talking about, or if y'all not even if y'all in a funk right now, just if y'all been in a funk and y'all just haven't made it all the way through, just know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that your emotions are valid, and that your feelings are valid, and those that don't think that they're valid, fuck them. You know, tell them to shove a fucking fat ass dick up their ass. If they like it, tell them to shove a fat ass dick down their throat. And if they like that, tell them to. Why am I going in right now? Let me just stop, cause I'm getting carried away. But there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. And if there's people that don't understand it, they just don't understand it. You know, I'm a person. I do like to talk to people when they're going through their shit. I might not be the best person for it, but you can definitely reach out to me. My DM's always open. I'm not that person. I'm not, and I be trying to tell people this all the time, I'm not a fucking monster, but I'm also not friendly. Like, when I say I'm not friendly, like, bitch, if I don't like you, I don't like you. Like, and it's gonna be very clear, you know, it's nothing, you know, I'll grow from it eventually, but if I don't like you, I don't like you, and you'll know that, and you won't even be able to DM me. But yeah, so my DMs are open for those that want to talk at any time. I don't give a fuck. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. You just be like, oh, I just listened to Kai's podcast. Let me just DM her real quick. I'm gonna DM you back. I'm not gonna just see that shit and go about my day. Like, no, I'm gonna talk to you. We're gonna talk shit, you know. But yeah, so I'm not the friendliest person. But I'm friendly enough for you to actually reach out to me, and you know, and we can talk about it. So yeah. Can y'all also, I want to start I don't want to say girl talk, because there's some niggas in here too. I know y'all niggas is right there, but I want to have like a chat. I don't know what to call it. I guess I'll call it I don't know. I'll figure that out. But like, basically, like, give me something, like, give me certain scenarios, or give me certain, like, you know, certain situations or questions that y'all had for me, and I will answer it on my podcast. Because maybe your question, it's probably three people out there with the same question, but if I just knock it out in the podcast, other people that do have the same questions, I can answer them, you know. So so y'all can DM me, like, questions or certain things that y'all have, or that y'all want me to talk about, or anything that y'all have to say, or certain situations that y'all need advice on, I could give it to you. I'm going to give my raw advice, so don't expect no sugarcoat shit, because I will feel like I wouldn't want somebody to give me the real if I DM them a certain situation, because honestly, I like hearing from people that don't know me, because people that know me going to give me some bullshit, to be honest. They don't give me that shit that I want to hear, but I want to talk to somebody that don't know me and that won't have a biased opinion. So I feel like that might be good too for people that don't want to fucking go to their friends and just, it'll be anonymous. I'm not saying y'all names. I'm not that person. Like everything that you talk to me about, everything that you say to me is strictly confidential. I promise you, I'm not that person. I know a lot of shit about a lot of people that I would never, ever open my lips about. But so yeah, so this podcast can now come to an end. I'm glad I got all that shit off my chest. Hopefully y'all still here. If y'all still listening, thank you. Congratulations. You made it to the end. And I will talk to y'all on the next podcast. And do not forget to pray. Do not forget to thank God for the things that you have, if you haven't already. Don't forget to just be thankful before you even ask for things. Just be thankful. And I will talk to you guys on my next podcast. I love you guys so much. All right. Deuce.